The 35-year-old comic Sacha Baron Cohen speaks fluent Hebrew and was educated at Christ College, Cambridge. But his best-known alter egos are hip-hop wannabe and TV talk show host Ali G, a flamboyant queen named Bruno, and the Kazakh journalist Borat. Now Baron Cohen plays Borat in a movie that has everyone from rodeo cowboys to the Anti-Defamation League to the government of Kazakhstan up in arms. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
For better or worse, I'm squeamish when it comes to watching people get humiliated. I don't look at baseball players after they've struck out or actors on award shows when the envelope brings bad news. Maybe I'm a nice guy. Or maybe I identify with losers. It doesn't matter. What matters is that more and more of my time watching movies and TV is spent squirming, cringing, averting my eyes, and even plugging my ears. My guess is that this genre has caught on because it's grounded in a documentary aesthetic. You find handheld camera work and even the slickest commercial concoctions, and audiences for TV shows have developed an appetite for the sting of reality, real time, real humiliation. The Sultan of Squirm is the British comic Sacha Baron Cohen, a caricaturist whose vocal and physical stylings can make you gasp with admiration. As the faux black rapper Ali G on his TV show, he asks his frequently right-wing guests questions of such overbearing idiocy that he often shuts them down completely, a victory in this genre. But it's another character, Borat, who has captured the American public's fancy. The full title of Baron Cohen's new movie is Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. He plays a Kazakh television personality who embarks on a cross-country American odyssey in the hope of learning the Westerners' secrets of civilization. With a look of genial befuddlement, he poses earnest questions to his unwitting subjects that betray his minuscule IQ, cultural backwardness, rampant libido, sexism, homophobia, and anti-Semitism. His clueless American interviewees think he's a legitimate, if primitive, journalist, and they do their best to tutor him in our ways, patiently explaining the etiquette of dating and dining or the underlying tenets of feminism. There have been charges that the movie is anti-Semitic, when it's actually the reverse. It's a nasty travesty of Eastern European and Central Asian countries that once supported pogroms and either actively or tacitly the extermination of Jews. Baron Cohen was raised as an Orthodox Jew, and you can taste his glee in portraying Borat's Kazakhstan village as incestuous and inbred, a place where the local rapist is regarded as a colorful eccentric, and every year the citizens have the running of the Jew, in which the masked demonic figure attempts to, quote, get the money. When Borat, in his good-natured way, says something grossly inappropriate about women or Jews, many of his subjects attempt to overlook it. They understand that he's from the third world, that his grasp of our language and mores is shaky. But his subjects can't win. We laugh at them when they let his outlandish interjections pass, and we laugh at them when they become visibly uptight. We laugh at them when they take offense, and we laugh at them when, like a group of frat house slobs who give him a ride in their RV, they take no offense whatsoever. I stopped laughing at the formal Southern dinner party that follows Borat's etiquette lesson.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hello, it's so nice to meet you. Welcome to America.
Will you please teach me how to dine like gentlemen?
Of course, I'll be happy to.
Should I pay compliments to the peoples?
Yes, but only if you truly agree with that compliment.
You have a very gentle face and a very erotic physique.
You're correct.
Yes.
That's a very good observation.
She is your wife?
Nope, that's my wife.
In my country, they would go crazy.
Oh, my.
For these two, not so much.
Yes.
Okay, maybe you'll find that hilarious. The audience I saw the movie with sure did. But I didn't want to look at that poor woman's face. I loved Borat in small doses on the TV show, and I love parts of this movie. It's genuine guerrilla comedy, and Baron Cohen is a master at toying with his victims. The climax is blood-curdling and riotous. He tries to kidnap Pamela Anderson and make her his bride, and reportedly, she wasn't in on the joke. As a whole, though, I found the movie depressing. Baron Cohen is so inspired at improvisation that it's disappointing when he jumps so quickly, so eagerly, to outraging the people he interviews. It would be more interesting if he gave them some room to maneuver, to show their own wit. But then, of course, we wouldn't squirm or cringe. We wouldn't get our visceras in a twist. And I imagine, after the success of Borat, I'll be sitting through a lot more comedies with my hands over my eyes.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a song from the new Borat CD. He's singing in an American bar.
In my country there is problem, and that problem is the Jew. They take everybody money, they never give it back. Throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns, then we have a big party. If you see the Jew coming, you must be careful of his teeth. You must grab him by his money, and I tell you what to do. Everybody, throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must grab him by his horns.